local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to Friday. We've made it to another weekend. Pensacola right now, wrapping up the week with you. So much, thank you so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. Joe and Austin with you for the next 50 minutes in hour number one, getting you up to speed on everything in the rounds today as we get you set for the weekend. Pensacon happening opening day today. So a lot of extra car and foot traffic downtown. So Austin, of course, with me to get you caught up in everything happening as far as the roads are concerned. Pretty pristine weather forecast, Austin. I would say that besides late October, November time frame, I would say that the period that we're in right now, late February, early March, would be, I think, second on my favorite weather of
really?
The year here in Pensacola. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, 70s all week long, not a cloud in the sky. And just a little bit of cool over the overnight hours, so very much in on that. Welcome, as I said, text line, if you would want to interact with us, we always appreciate that, 850-437-1620. And if you've got a traffic tip, you can either text that or call 850-262-6111. As we get started this hour, our top three stories. President Biden today says Russian President Vladimir Putin must pay a price for his aggression abroad and repression at home. Biden today announcing more than 500 new sanctions on Russia in response to the death of Alexei Navalny, as well as the invasion of Ukraine.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Alexei's death. Yesterday, I met with Alexei's wife and daughter in California, where his daughter attends college. Alexei was an incredibly courageous man.
And Biden also calling on the House to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package that the Senate has already approved that includes military aid for Ukraine. South Carolina's GOP primary is tomorrow. Their former governor, Nikki Haley, has vowed to stay in the race as Donald Trump's last serious challenger, but Trump has maintained a double-digit lead, including one poll has him up 35 points. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. The U.S. is also warning Russia not to deploy a nuclear space weapon. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that officials have privately warned Russia that deploying a nuclear anti-satellite weapon would violate the Outer Space Treaty and jeopardize national security interests. The warning comes after the Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee called on President Biden last week to declassify information about a serious national security threat. Those are today's top three stories. We'll get an update on the roads and weather for the first time. We'll start with Joe Neubauer in the chair today.
Beautiful weather on tap for this weekend across northwest Florida. We're going to have high temperatures in the lower 70s on Saturday, mid to upper 60s on Sunday. Low temperatures will be in the 40s, so a little bit chilly in the mornings, but absolutely beautiful during the daytime hours with lots of sunshine. Nice weather continues into Monday and Tuesday with highs continuing in the 70s, a chance of rain late next week. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. And Austin, what's the story out on the roads?
Well, there's unfortunately a lot to dig into here early. We'll start with, the Pensacola Beach Toll Bridge. If you're traveling southbound on the bridge trying to get onto the beach, we've got some backups in that area. No confirmation of a traffic accident or not, but be on the lookout for that. We do have a traffic accident also on Navarre Parkway. That was reported earlier. It seems like if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, you're going to have some pretty severe backups in that area. In Pensacola, we've got a lot going on. First off, I will say, if you are downtown, there's a lot of issues down there typically anyway. But with Pensacon going on, first day of Pensacon, no less, there is a lot of people both in their vehicles and on foot in that area, so be on the lookout for that. Also, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some issues there. If you are traveling on Sorrento Road westbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, that's got some evening traffic giving us some trouble as well. Speaking of Blue Angel Parkway, if you are traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, we've got some backups there. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, it's not looking too severe at the moment, but there are some minor backups in that area. And let's see, North Palafox Street, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road. And last but not least, if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards the downtown Milton area, we've got some backups over there too.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at what's happening here locally, Governor Ron DeSantis in our neighborhood today announcing another deployment of FHP troopers and Florida National Guardsmen to the southern border in Texas.
Got 76 Florida Highway Patrol, and we got 50 National Guardsmen. National Guardsmen will be leaving tonight from Plant City. The Highway Patrol is going to be leaving out of here momentarily. So this is part of a years-long effort for us to help do what the federal government has refused to do, which is to actually defend this country's borders.
And he says over the last 3 years, there have been an astronomical number of people crossing the southern border. He says Florida was one of the first to send support to Texas, and he will continue to do so as the issue affects all 50 states. New details as last night, Jordan King now officially charged with murder for the beating death of his grandparents. They were found at their home on Greenbrier Boulevard yesterday. King was initially a person of interest as he reportedly lived at the home with his grandparents. The couple, both in their 60s, were found beaten to death during a welfare check by deputies yesterday. Also in local headlines, a update from the Pensacola Chamber, tremendous job growth in our area, although the pay isn't quite keeping up with the national average. That information coming from a presentation by the UWF, Haas Center at a recent Chamber of Commerce meeting.
Over the last 5 years, our city, our region, our metro area grew by 10,200 jobs alone. And looking over the horizon, our data projects that we're on track to add another 8,800 jobs by 2029.
She says Santa Rosa County is outpacing Escambia County for job growth, but there are three times as many jobs in Escambia, and they tend to pay more. Also this week, three Escambia County circuit court judges are issuing a minor setback to hundreds of individuals and businesses looking to collect damages against Skanska USA. According to the PNJ, over 300 lawsuits were dismissed yesterday. The judges dismissed all lawsuits that allege negligence and gross negligence with prejudice, and those claims will not be allowed to be brought back to court. Meanwhile, claims for intentional misconduct, private nuisance, and public nuisance were dismissed without prejudice, so those lawsuits could be refiled. Judges will review those cases provided they are amended within the next 20 days, and of course, all the lawsuits stem from the damage caused by the barges that broke free during Hurricane Sally in 2020. And quite a sight this morning on Navarre Beach, a large great white shark washing up on shore. Santa Rosa County officials say they were first contacted about the shark just after 7 this morning. Navarre Beach Fire Rescue and the Gulf World Marine Institute went out there to look into it. NOAA is also investigating what caused the shark to wash ashore. And we've shared the video that was first posted by South Santa Rosa News to our news radio Facebook page. So a pretty interesting sight there. We will take a break here. 4:18 on Pensacola right now. Back with state and national headlines when we return.
It's game time. And if you want the best party platters, meats, and deli items for college or NFL games, Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is the place to meet up and wine all you want. That's right, Costello's will have it all ready for you. All you gotta do is call ahead. Choice to Wagyu, chicken, pork, and prime rib, to fine wine, cheese, and desserts, boar's head lunch sandwiches, and the best exotic meat selection of the Gulf Coast. Italian family hospitality at its best. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the social media ban bill, HB1, that just passed both houses of the legislature. And Alex Andrade talked to us about whether the governor will sign it or not, and whether he might get veto overridden if he does veto it. We also talked about the bill to allow the taking of bears in self-defense, and also some very interesting economic news shared this week by Nicole Gieselson from the Haas Center. You can listen to all of this on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at the traffic here, there was a lot to report on in our last break. We'll start with the Pensacola Beach Toll Bridge. We were dealing with a lot of backups if you were trying to get onto Pensacola Beach. That is still the case, though the congestion has died down significantly. It's very minor now, but it is still present, so just keep that in mind. Also, traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, we typically see issues if you're traveling from Windhaven Beach closer to Highway 87, but we have an accident report in that area that I believe is playing a role still in that congestion, so be on the lookout there. Still have a lot of traffic, whether it be in the vehicles, on foot, around the Pensacola Bay Center due to this being the first day of Pensacon. So that's going to be a recurring theme in our traffic updates until further notice. Not only that, we do have a new accident report. It seems like if you're traveling westbound on West Michigan Avenue, that's particularly if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. We do have some backups in that area as a result, so be on the lookout there. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we still have just very minor issues, though they are still present. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got the evening traffic starting to cause some issues there.
All right. Also, just getting a report of an accident involving a motorcycle at the intersection of 297 and Kingsfield Road. EMS on the scene. There looks to be off to the side, but we are seeing slowdowns in the intersection in all directions there. 425, taking a look at our state headlines today. A lot happening, of course, as the state legislative session is, I wouldn't say coming to a close, but now just a couple of weeks away from finalizing things. We start with kids may no longer be able to access their favorite social media apps as the state legislature voted yesterday to ban minors from using sites that have addicting features. Those features include infinite scrolling, push notifications, and a way to see how many likes somebody gets. So basically, that would be all of them, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Those features include, I just read that. No specific apps are named in the bill, though. Governor DeSantis, I think he's still on the fence about whether he's going to sign off on it. He says there's legitimate issues with HB1 that need to be addressed before he signs it.
Well, and I kind of agree with DeSantis there. I don't know if I'd be so eager to shut that all down.
It's going to be challenged in court, like literally as soon as they, you know, whatever happens, and whether he signs it or whether, you know, if he signs it, there's going to be a challenge like the next day.
Yeah, well, that's very true. A bill aimed at preventing the hot car deaths of children in Florida is awaiting a signature from Governor Ron DeSantis as well. The Florida Senate has passed ARIA's Act, which would designate April as Hot Car Death Prevention Month in Florida. The bill is named after ARIA Page, a 10-month-old who died last summer in Baker County after her babysitter left her in a hot car.
Yeah, legislation taking aim at the homeless population. Moving forward, state Senate and House committees both approved the measures in their chambers. The bills would prevent people from sleeping in public places. However, local governments could designate certain properties for sleeping or camping as long as they meet standards set by the health department.
And next week, a Senate committee is taking up a controversial House bill which would loosen work restrictions for 16 and 17-year-olds.
I don't see anywhere in this bill that requires these children to work those hours. I think that's still left up to the parent.
Republican State Senator Tom Wright says that the bill eliminates restrictions on teens working more than 8 hours when school is in session the next day. The bill would also nix restrictions on 16 and 17-year-olds working more than 30 hours a week during the school year.
And also the proposal to allow Florida high school athletes the chance to earn money off their name, image, and likeness will go up for discussion next week as the state's High School Athletic Association is scheduled to discuss the proposal at their board of directors meeting. The plan would allow the Sunshine State to join at least 30 others who allow NIL for their student athletes, with some exceptions. Players would not be allowed to promote vaping, alcohol, or other drugs. I guess that makes sense.
That's fair. Yeah. Some national headlines here. Attorney for former President Trump, attorneys rather, are once again citing presidential immunity to have a case dismissed. His attorneys argue that Trump is immune from prosecution on 32 of the 40 charges related to classified documents found at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida. Trump pleaded not guilty and claimed that he designated records as personal under the Presidential Records Act.
A person is being questioned in connection to the death of a University of Georgia student.
There's not near enough safety or security measures on campus for a campus of that size.
Reaction there is earlier reports had three in custody after police swarmed an apartment complex near campus. Nursing student Lakin Riley left for a morning run yesterday, and concerned friends called police when she never came back. The 22-year-old's body was found in a forested area behind the school with visible injuries.
And AT&T says that it was a software update that was the cause of a cell phone outage that affected thousands of customers. The service disruption started early Thursday and was resolved last night. Federal agencies joined in an investigation of a possible cyber attack, but foul play was ruled out.
A grand jury in Uvalde, Texas, is summoning several law enforcement officers who responded to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. The officers have been subpoenaed to provide in-person testimony starting next week. The grand jury's investigation of the heavily criticized police response to the shooting could result in criminal charges against officers.
And Alabama's attorney general says that he has no intention of prosecuting IVF families or providers. Steve Marshall made the comments on Friday after the state's Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are children. The ruling means that frozen embryos are now protected under the state's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act.
President Biden today announcing more than 500 new sanctions on Russia in response to the death of Alexei Navalny and the invasion of Ukraine. Also, South Carolina's GOP primary is tomorrow. Nikki Haley says, doesn't matter. I'm staying in the race regardless of what happens. Also, the U.S. is warning Russia not to deploy a nuclear space weapon that was brought to the attention of the American people a couple of weeks ago by the head of the House Intelligence Committee. Back with a look at what's happening in the sports world next.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Former President Trump making a campaign pitch ahead of tomorrow's GOP contest in South Carolina. He's looking past the Republican primary and ahead to the general election.
We are coming like a freight train in November.
Speaking in Rock Hill, Republican rival, though, Nikki Haley says she has no plans to drop out regardless of tomorrow's results. President Biden announcing new sanctions against the Kremlin following the death of an imprisoned Russian opposition leader. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has this from the White House.
More than 500 targets were sanctioned, including people close to Alexei Navalny's death, also Russia's defense sector, and this network of backdoor entities that it's leaned on to evade U.S. sanctions.
The latest sanctions also come ahead of tomorrow's two-year milestone since the start of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks closed out a volatile week with a quieter Friday session, though both the S&P 500 and Dow Industrials again notched fresh closing highs. The S&P edged up less than 2 points, and the blue-chip Dow added 62. The Nasdaq Composite, however, lost 44 points. Even though demand for its COVID-19 vaccines continues to wane, Pfizer's outlook is bright. That's the view, anyway, of analysts at Guggenheim, who have begun coverage of the pharmaceutical company with a buy rating and a price target that implies an upside of about 29% from where the stock began today's trading day. The investment firm cited opportunities related to treatments for bladder cancer and RSV. Pfizer shares rose a little less than 1% today. U.S. companies borrowed 6% more to finance equipment investments in January compared to a year ago. Industry body Equipment Leasing and Finance Association said companies signed up for new loans, leases, and lines of credit worth $9.3 billion in January. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmatage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com, and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Andrew Bogish with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. 21 points on 10 of 10 shooting, plus 19 rebounds and 15 assists. That was Nikola Jokic's Thursday night. It's the first 20-15-15 plus perfect field goal percentage game in NBA history. I love that the league's best player is a 7-footer with a worse vertical than you. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Email from school. What about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Congressman Matt Gaetz.
We are here focused on a weaponized government.
Donald Trump Jr.
We're here tonight to talk about the great American story.
In a Pensacola town hall meeting, Tuesday, February 27th at the Palafox Wharf waterfront. Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump Jr. will discuss the biggest issues of our time. The doors open at 5 p.m., but if you can't make it, you can listen to the entire town hall meeting right here. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Disco bathroom.
Yeah, I know. I suddenly have an urge to find someone to marry. It's pretty awesome. Welcome back to Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several things to report on in our last couple of updates. Let me see if this time's any different. We do have an accident report still on, what road is this here? If you're traveling on West Michigan Avenue towards Mobile Highway, we do have an accident report there that's still causing issues, particularly if you are traveling westbound there. So be on the lookout for that. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got evening traffic giving us an issue there. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got issues in that area. South Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road in particular, that is very backed up at this time, so be on the lookout for that. And also, if you are in the downtown area, downtown traffic is par for the course. But we do have Pensacon going on starting today, so be on the lookout for a lot of people walking on foot, a lot of people obviously in cars.
Strange costumes as well.
Strange costumes. Yeah, they're going to be hard to miss, so just make sure you're looking. Also, if you're traveling over the Pensacola Beach Toll Bridge towards the beach, we've got some backups there still. Nothing too severe, no confirmation of an accident or anything like that, but it is still backed up, so that's something that's giving us issues as well. Lastly, you're going to see the most issues if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. We have evening traffic that typically gives us issues there, but we also had an accident report that's just made things all the worse.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend across northwest Florida with low temperatures in the 40s and high temperatures in the lower 70s on Saturday and only the mid to upper 60s on Sunday. Saturday will be just slightly warmer, but both days will be nice. Lots of sunshine to go around, dry weather. We'll keep highs in the 70s next week with low temperatures coming up a little bit into the 50s and 60s. Next chance of rain looks to be next Wednesday and Thursday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thanks, Joe. Yeah, clouds really moving out now, so very clear skies, 50 for a low tonight, and like you said, the weekend is absolutely picture perfect. 440 now at News Radio 92.3, listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports landscape today, ESPN doubleheader in the NBA tonight, Cavs and Sixers at 6:30, followed by the Milwaukee Bucks and the T-Wolves at 9. Light college basketball schedule tonight, but tomorrow is a pretty big one, of course, as now that the NFL is out of the way, CBS turning all of its attention to college basketball. So you have a really good doubleheader, number 2 Houston taking on number 11 Baylor. That's at 11 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock, Kentucky, 17th ranked team in the country, hosting number 13 Alabama. You also have number 4 Arizona taking on Washington. Wake Forest hosting number 8 Duke. Yes, and Austin's got his Wake Forest t-shirt on today.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 Kansas hosting Texas. So time to do some scouting for your big bracket pools next month there.
Absolutely.
Headlines are a bit light. I'm not going to lie about that, but we have the biggest controversy in the world of sports right now involving Major League Baseball uniforms. So let me explain here. So Majestic, they were a baseball company for years. They had the uniform licenses for baseball, good quality uniforms. Last year was the first year that Nike took over.
Okay.
So Nike last year put out the uniforms, and I think a lot of people were upset because they put in the Nike swoosh on it, and that's not baseball. It's not classic. But I think we all got over it as a society. This year, it's still Nike with the uniforms, but they're outsourcing the actual production to Fanatics.
Okay.
So Fanatics, of course, has turned into this behemoth. They basically have bought out all these other sports apparel companies, memorabilia. They are a monopoly. And players are complaining because the quality is so bad and the pants are very thin material and the jerseys aren't cut the way they like. But the big problem is the pants because you can see through them.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so you see the jerseys that are tucked in, you see the undergarments, and depending on how a player sits or stand,
you may be
seeing more. So there have been a lot of photos coming out here in recent days. I'm not sure if Major League Baseball, so far they haven't really said much. It would not surprise me if Major League Baseball says, forget about it. We're gonna, we're just gonna do this." But it would not surprise me if they did that. So. When we start regular season games, are we going to get a parental discretion is advised warning before the start of baseball games, or if they're going to do something about that? But it's a pretty big story here in sports.
Oh, do you want me to read the NFL one?
Sure.
All right.
You can do whatever you want to do, man.
As long as
it doesn't involve FCC violations.
Yeah, I got you. I'll toe the line, but I'm good at that.
Or
Florida law. You got it, buddy. The NFL announced Friday that its salary cap for the 2024 season will be a record $255.4 million per team. That is a stunning 13.6% increase over last year's cap and a sign that the league is entering a new phase of exploding revenue, mm-hmm. This report coming from ESPN. This year's will be 30.6 million more per team than last year's $224.8 million. That's by far the largest jump it has taken from one year to the next since the salary cap was introduced in 1994. So it looks like business is booming at the NFL. If they're ever going to give money to a sister league, they might need to hand money to those fabric developers over in the baseball realm.
I guess so. But, good news for the teams, I guess, and good news for fans that, if your team is fortunate to have salary cap space, I guess you get a bit more of it to spend on free agency. Next Thursday, by the way, we've got the NFL scouting combine that starts.
Yeah, I don't think Mike McCarthy's going to be there. I think I saw a headline about that.
Oh, is he?
Okay. I don't know why. But yeah. Well, and you mentioned cap space. How are your Bears doing? Do you know?
Very good. We released a couple of players. We're, I think, in the top four teams that have the most cap to spend. Now, we do have a couple big free agents that we'll have to pay. But, we'll have room to make a couple signings, I think.
Okay, well.
So I'm excited about that.
Good for you. Wish I could say the same. Last I saw anything about my Steelers, we were like $20 million in the hole or something. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean I'll try to be quick. Please forgive me if I'm not. Starting with Pine Forest Road, where if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got evening traffic there. Not as bad as it typically is, so I guess there's some good news to get this update started. But if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 297, that's a dog track road, we've got a lot of backups over there. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive has evening traffic giving us some trouble right now. Over in Milton, Caroline Street, if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, we've got some issues over there. Westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, we've got evening traffic in that area. And lastly, we had an accident report on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87. I think that still might be causing some backups, but we also just have a lot of the usual issues there, particularly if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach.
All right. Weekend forecast looks really good.
Beautiful weather on tap for this weekend across northwest Florida. We're going to have high temperatures in the lower 70s on Saturday, mid to upper 60s on Sunday. Low temperatures will be in the 40s, so a little bit chilly in the mornings, but absolutely beautiful during the daytime hours with lots of sunshine. Nice weather continues into Monday and Tuesday with highs continuing in the 70s, a chance of rain late next week. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 4:45 now at News Radio 92.3. Health, business, and science notes today. Big one involving our largest employer, one of the largest employers here in the area. A class action lawsuit now is alleging that Navy Federal has been using racially motivated lending practices. We talked about this back in December. There was an allegation made and the Navy Federal responded to that. Well, now it's developed into this class action lawsuit. Plaintiffs claim the Navy Federal denied mortgage applications because of race. One of the attorneys in the lawsuit is prominent civil rights attorney Ben Crump. Navy Federal releasing a statement standing by their mortgage loan practices and say they look forward to responding to claims in court.
Yikes. NVIDIA is on track to become the third U.S. company to reach $2 trillion valuation. The chip maker is riding a boost after its stronger-than-projected earnings report that helped Wall Street see a big day on Thursday. If NVIDIA were to close past the $2 trillion mark today, it would mark the quickest climb from $1 trillion at just 175 trading days.
Volkswagen is recalling 260,000 cars for fire risk. The car manufacturer says compact cars in the U.S. could see a pump located inside the gas tank leak fuel. That includes the Volkswagen Golf, Golf GTI, Golf Sportswagen, Jetta, and Audi A3s between 2015 and 2020.
And a South Jersey school district is limiting Chromebook usage so students can get more sleep. Deptford Township, which is 10 miles south of Philadelphia, plans to disable school-issued Chromebooks at night. There will be an 8 p.m. cutoff for lower school kids, 9 p.m. for middle schoolers, and 10 p.m. for high school students. Reaction from parents is mixed, especially those whose kids have a busy extracurricular schedule or other responsibilities.
Yes, because Chromebooks, school-issued Chromebooks, are what kids in school are doing at 8, 9, and 10 p.m.
That's true. But also, it's like, man, it's amazing how much schooling has changed. I mean, school-issued Chromebooks, I'm not saying they're doing this nationwide or anything, but I'd have never been issued a Chromebook. You kidding me? Not only that, but I mean, like, All these restrictions that they're trying to put on kids, whether it be this stuff or it be the stuff we talked about earlier with the cell phone usage, I'm glad I'm out of that. I'm glad I'm an adult now. Because that sounds lame.
My Chromebook was a Chrome cover spiral bound notebook.
Right.
That was what mine was.
Yeah.
I was not of the age to use one of those feather pens, though. That came a little bit before me. Bob Cole, I did have the NFL team pencils from the 90s.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, those were something else, man. That was currency back in those days. Pop culture news, a TV series based on the Harry Potter franchise is aiming to debut in 2026. Warner Brothers CEO David Zaslav says he met with Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling in London a few weeks ago and said everyone is thrilled to reignite the franchise. The series will reportedly cover all of the books and spread out over 10 years.
And Sam Waterston has argued his last case on Law & Order. He's been playing Manhattan District Attorney Jack McCoy on the long-running series since 1994 and prosecuted his last case Thursday night in season 23. In the episode, McCoy resigns after prosecuting a powerful billionaire who's found guilty of murder. I guess I should have said spoiler alert. I'm sorry about that. If you haven't seen it.
Yeah. A couple of country music updates here. The community mourning the death of the First Lady of Banjo. Ronnie Stoneman gained fame for her character Ida Lee on the show Hee Haw. She was a member of the Stoneman Family Band before joining the famous cast in 1971. She was 85.
And Jelly Roll has officially announced the Beautifully Broken Tour. It's hosting 37 shows in 20 states this fall. Warren Zeters and Alexandra Kay are opening. Tickets go on sale on March 1st. Pre-sale is next Tuesday.
All right, 4:50. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during the final days of our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus 10% off all bases. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. We've had a couple of accident reports giving us some issues on the roads so far tonight. We'll start with West Michigan Avenue. If you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, we've still got some minor backups in that area caused by an accident from earlier. Also on Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, we still got backups there. Typical evening traffic gives us problems in that area, but I'm sure that some of that is caused by runoff from the previously reported accident. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we still got pretty severe issues there. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road is starting to back up a bit more. It's going to have you backed up basically past I-10. Let's see here. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we still got trouble in that area. Southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, still got issues there. And lastly, while it's nothing in particular, just be on the lookout if you're traveling downtown. We typically have evening traffic there anyway, but with Pensacon going on for the first day, be on the lookout for not only cars going by, but also people, particularly in some vision-impairing outfits that could cause some issues on the roads there.
All right, thank you. You did, was it the first one you said, Michigan Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, all right, yeah. Texter saying multiple cars involved there, so it's probably going to be snagged up for a while. 4:55 here, quick recap of today's top three stories. President Biden announcing more than 500 new sanctions on Russia in response to the death of Alexei Navalny and the invasion of Ukraine. The GOP primary in South Carolina is tomorrow. Governor Nikki Haley has said that no matter what happens, she is not going to be dropping out of the race. And the U.S. warning Russia not to deploy a nuclear space weapon. Wall Street Journal says that they have privately warned Russia that deploying a nuclear anti-satellite weapon would violate the Outer Space Treaty and jeopardize U.S. national security interests. I'm sure Russia appreciates that warning and will act accordingly.
I hope. I think that's the better word. Some wacky and weird headlines here. A 42-year-old man in Canada was arrested on Tuesday when someone called the police to say that he was causing a disturbance in a restaurant. Hey, it happens. He was intoxicated and refused to leave, so the cops wrote him up, and then they drove him home, but the man was still fuming. Shortly afterward, he drove himself to the police station and demanded to talk with a supervisor about the previous arrest. He showed signs of impairment, so they made him take a breathalyzer, and of course, he failed it. So they arrested him again, this time for DUI, and took away his license. What a fool.
Oh, yeah. A company wants to pay somebody $2,000 to watch all 10 Best Picture nominees and predict the Oscar winners. The recipient will also receive a 65-inch 4K TV and $500 DoorDash card for snacks. If you're interested in applying, you can check out testcasinos.com. Would you do that for $2,000?
I mean, sure, especially considering that the predictions, I don't believe, have to be correct. Just you have to predict. Yeah, why not? Inflation and declining wages is hitting kids hard, especially ones who lose teeth. Delta Dental's 26th annual Tooth Fairy poll just came out, and they say the national average is $5.84. I don't know why I didn't just say $5.84.
What is that sign next to the five? What is that?
Whatever. $5.84 per tooth. That's down 39 cents from last year, also known as $0.39, which was an all-time high. The good news is prices are still up nearly $2 from pre-pandemic prices. Kids in the West get the biggest payouts of $8.54 per tooth. If you're in the Midwest, sorry, it's just $3.63 per tooth.
Yeah, unfortunately for my little one, I'm probably going to go back to my Midwest roots on that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think the first tooth is a solid $10 one, but you know, once we get into tooth and two and beyond, I'm like, you know, you got your $10, you know.
Dang.
Go mow the lawn. looking at some good news here. Back in September, a stray cat rudely and loudly crashed a couple's outdoor wedding when it wouldn't stop meowing during the groom's wedding vows. Ooh. The couple, Kara and Matt, happened to be big-time cat people, and so when they heard that the cat had been caught by the venue a couple weeks later, they knew they needed to adopt her, of course.
Yeah.
The cat Daisy is now part of their family, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's
to be.
Being part of a cat family, that's definitely
I know.
The odds are long that a person's wallet that had gone overboard in the ocean would be found almost a year later on the beach. And the odds are really long that you would find your own wallet on a beach a year after you dropped it in the water. But that's what happened to one woman in Canada. She said everything was in good shape, except the zipper was corroded. I could have predicted that, probably.
Yeah, very good. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Happy Friday. Whether you're going to Pensacon or just out enjoying the weather, hope you have a good weekend. We'll be back in about 10 minutes after Channel 3 News at 5 if you missed anything. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.